Greetings from Episcopal Church of the Ascension. I'm Father Paul. I'm here with an update from things happening at Ascension. This year, 2023, I'm hoping to offer a video each week with some updates. We might highlight a few things that are in the announcements or the at Ascension email each week. Probably would like to also include things like reviews of books or movies, podcasts that I've been enjoying that I think might be helpful to you. Maybe other reviews of like things like apps that might be helpful in terms of engagement with scripture or prayer or other disciplines that might be helpful to you in your spiritual pursuits. Theological reflections that might not fit into the sermon for some reason or another. And then maybe like some short interviews with other ministry leaders here at Ascension. So a few highlights coming up, things here at Ascension. This Sunday, we will be celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany. Bishop Wayne Smith will be here with us as our celebrant. He will confirm one and help in the baptisms that are to take place. We have four kids being baptized here at Ascension this coming Sunday as we celebrate. We hope that you will join us. And also this Sunday, our adult education is starting a new book. If you're looking for an opportunity to jump in or a new way to engage with adult formation here at Ascension in 2023, we're beginning a book on the Gospel of John this Sunday at 9:15 in the conference room. All are welcome, and we hope that you might consider joining us for that. There are a couple of other opportunities coming up this year. We continue to have a Wednesday lectionary-based study. Now, this happens at noon. It's in-person and online, so it's a hybrid format. So even if you're not able to drive and participate here on campus, you might find that you have time over a lunch break or what have you to be able to jump in. If you'd like to know more about this, you can email me. Part of what we found in studying the lectionary together is that a lot of the folks who've participated find that they get more out of worship on Sunday. They come in knowing what the readings will be, hearing them again in the context of worship then adds to the meaning they've experienced in them. And then having had the chance to have some conversation around the scriptures together, there's sometimes an additional curiosity. What will happen? What will emerge in the sermon that they've already been thinking about and wrestling with? Maybe some of the questions that we were discussing on Wednesday surface in the context of the sermon. So we were thinking about that and trying to figure out if there was another way to offer this type of lectionary-based study. And so starting this year, opportunity for you, you can join us noon on Wednesdays in person or online, but I'm also going to be emailing those readings out, the lectionary for the coming Sunday. So there's two different ways that you can participate in this online or email only portion. You can choose to receive just the email with the lectionary with a couple of prompts or questions. You can use those for your own preparation and reflection over the course of the week, a way for you to engage with scripture that might lend itself to a deeper engagement as you come and participate in the life and worship here at Ascension. If there's a question or a prompt that strikes you in particular, you could reply to me with your thoughts or curiosities that you have as you engage with those scriptures, might help inform what the sermon looks like. The second piece would be you'd receive that email, but in a group email, and you could hit reply all, and you might offer your own observations or answer the questions or prompts, and you might get to see other people answer those questions as well. The beauty of this, I think we've done it a little bit in the past, is it allows for your participation on your own timetable. So some people, early risers, might be up choosing to read through these early in the day. Others might be night owls. Others might be doing it while they're waiting for somebody in the car or wherever you might have time to spend a few minutes engaging with the scripture. So that's two additional ways beyond the Wednesday noon time that might allow you to participate in this lectionary-based Bible study, something for you to consider. And then additional to that, we will have a Bible study starting Monday, January 23rd. It's an evening Zoom-only Bible study. So starting the 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Zoom, we're going to have a study for 6 weeks on the book of Romans. That's something I'll be leading. It's going to be an hour. We hope that you'd consider joining us. The minimal preparation, there will be some chapters to read in preparation for each week. So we'll work our way through that book of Romans. I've got some other study resources I'll be using. If you'd like to know what they are, happy to share those. If you'd like to read along, you're welcome to. But really, just having a Bible is the only thing you'd need to participate in that, along with a mechanism, a computer or a tablet or what have you, to be on Zoom with. And on that note, if you need a Bible, I'm always happy to share a Bible. We've got extras here at church, so don't ever let that stop your participation. One last note that I'd like to share in this first At Ascension video cast is that we, from time to time, hear a lot about fraudulent attempts, and it drives me a little bit crazy. Sometimes we think someone's been hacked. A lot of times the originating source is not from our actual email or phone number. So every age has had its thieves, its robbers, and its fraud. And in this age, it takes many forms. So just a word of caution: if you see a message that seems suspicious, then please treat it with due caution. I know I've heard reports from a few folks. Often if it comes in an email or as a text, there is a way within that message to click that it's either phishing or that it's junk or that it's suspicious in some way. There are also ways to report fraudulent attempts of this nature to the FBI. And we really hope that you'd take every opportunity to report any fraudulent activity, because it's the only way for us to try to stop these requests from going out. I would also note, I will not send messages by email or text. I don't know any other clergy who request gift cards in this way. So if there's a common request that someone send gift card codes and things, this is not something that we will be asking for. And nor would we be asking for money via PayPal or any of the other payment services in this way. When in doubt, it's always good to reach out to me through the email or the phone that you do have for me. These are a way to confirm that I am, in fact, safe and not in danger or in need. My email address here at the church, paul.klitzke@ascensiondallas.org. I'll include it in the show notes. It's on our website. And then at the church, you can call us at any time, the 214-340-4196. And a direct line for me, if you call the main number, I think you have to press option 5 to reach me. Direct line is 214-382-9776. Those calls do ring through to my cell phone. So if it's urgent and it goes to voicemail, please, please do leave me a message. I don't always have the opportunity to return a call that doesn't leave a message, just knowing that you may be pursuing your answer through another means. If you leave me a message, I will be sure to call you back. Often very quickly, especially if it's an urgent matter. Thank you for joining me for this first video. I hope that you will join us future weeks and that you find it helpful. Your feedback is encouraged. You can shoot me a line or post a comment. Share the video if you found it helpful. And as always, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which will help give you notifications when new videos come out. Other than that, I'll just say thanks for watching, and we'll see you in church.